Florida Public Service Commission news release dated Monday, November 26, 2012. Public Service Commission approves nuclear cost recovery for Florida Power and Light and Progress Energy Florida. To help secure a diversified and stable energy future for Florida, the Florida Public Service Commission today approved cost recovery amounts for construction of planned nuclear generating plants and additions to existing nuclear plants for Progress Energy Florida and Florida Power and Light Company. Progress Energy Florida's approved recovery of approximately $143 million includes costs associated with construction of its proposed nuclear power plant, Levy Units 1 and 2, and adding capacity to its existing Crystal River 3, or CR3, nuclear generating plant. CR3 recovery includes only prudent 2011 uprate costs, since the Commission approved Progress Energy Florida's motion to defer 2012-2013 CR3 project cost recovery to next year. When completed, PEF's nuclear projects are projected to add approximately 2,380 megawatts of new nuclear baseload generation to its system, enough energy to power 1.3 million homes. FPL's approved recovery of approximately $151 million includes costs associated with construction of its planned Turkey Point Units 6 and 7 and adding capacity to existing Turkey Point Units 3 and 4 and St. Lucie Units 1 and 2. When completed, these projects are projected to add approximately 2,722 megawatts of new nuclear base load generation to FPL system, enough energy to power 1.4 million homes. Estimated 2013 residential nuclear cost recovery, based on current sales forecast, is about $4.79 per month for the first 1,000 kilowatt hours for Progress Energy Florida customers and about $1.69 per month for the first 1,000 kilowatt hours for FPL customers. Approved amounts for both Progress Energy Florida and Florida Power and Light customer bills will be recovered through the fuel and capacity cost recovery charge on customer bills beginning in January. To encourage the development of nuclear power, the Florida legislature enacted a law in 2006 to permit utilities to recover some nuclear plant project costs during the construction process. The PSC then adopted a rule on how to evaluate these costs annually. Annual PSC nuclear cost recovery hearings, held this year in September, allow commissioners to hear testimony from the utilities and consumer groups on recovery of actual and estimated project costs. For additional information, visit www.floridapsc.com and follow the PSC on Twitter @FloridaPSC.